The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, July 23rd. What to know about the CDC director's urgent warning about the Delta variant of COVID-19 and why it might be especially tough to figure out how the pandemic came to be. Also, the U.S. mission in Afghanistan now includes both airstrikes and evacuations. We'll explain. Plus, why California is suing a popular video game company, how another internet outage brought down tons of big name sites, and what you can expect from the Olympics opening ceremony today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Even though American troops are leaving Afghanistan, the U.S. military is still launching airstrikes in the country. This week, it did just that, targeting the Taliban terrorist group. American military officials say they've launched about 6 or 7 strikes in the last month, mostly using drones. But it's not clear exactly how much damage has been done. Almost half of Afghanistan's districts are now in Taliban control. The White House says it's mostly up to Afghan security officials to keep them from taking more populated areas and take back as many districts as possible. The U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will wrap up at the end of next month. Meanwhile, the U.S. is working to evacuate tens of thousands of Afghan interpreters and their families who have been helping the U.S. military in the last 20 years. The first group will be housed at a Virginia military base, and it's set to leave as soon as next week. Thousands more could end up at American bases in Kuwait and Qatar. The U.S. is now punishing Cuban officials for harshly cracking down on protesters earlier this month. Thousands of people in Cuba have been protesting against their country's communist government for more than a week now. They're upset over an economic crisis in their country that's left many people without basic goods and services like food, medicine, or electricity. But human rights groups say since those demonstrations started, hundreds of protesters have been detained or disappeared. And the Cuban government has cut off internet access, so it's harder for protesters to organize. This week, President Biden has condemned the Cuban government over these actions, and yesterday, his administration imposed economic sanctions on a high-ranking Cuban official and a special forces unit. Biden says that's just the beginning, too. He says the White House is looking for ways to help Cuba get internet back and that more sanctions could be coming. It seems it's going to be tough for the World Health Organization to get to the bottom of what started the COVID-19 pandemic. China rejected the WHO's plan for a second phase of its investigation. Remember, China already let a WHO team in to study the origins of COVID-19 earlier this year in what's now considered phase one. Investigators weren't able to name a definite cause. Their report just said it was likely the first humans who got COVID-19 got it from an animal. But some people are also skeptical because the WHO team wasn't totally independent in the study. They had to work with the Chinese government every step of the way. Plus, there are still theories that COVID-19 may have originated in a Chinese laboratory. So the WHO wanted to audit labs and markets in Wuhan, China, where the first COVID-19 cases were identified, as phase two of its investigation. But Chinese officials say that proposal, quote, did not respect common sense. Instead, China has its own proposal for a second phase study. It says the WHO needs to start looking at other countries to figure out where COVID-19 came from. So for now, the origin remains a mystery. But the U.S. and other nations are pressing China to reconsider. The new Delta variant of COVID-19 is one of the most infectious respiratory diseases scientists have ever seen. That's what the CDC director said yesterday. And new data shows the strain is highly contagious because people infected with it carry up to 1,000 times more virus than those who get the original strain. The Delta variant accounts for at least 83% of new COVID-19 cases here in the U.S. And with that, hospitalizations are up 32% from last week, and COVID-19 deaths are up almost 20%. So the CDC director is calling this a pivotal moment in the pandemic, and she's asking tens of millions of unvaccinated Americans who are eligible to get their shots to take action and get vaccinated. House Republican leaders and doctors also spoke on Capitol Hill yesterday to advocate for vaccines. And the White House announced new grants to local health departments for more vaccines and testing in rural communities. The 2020 Olympic Games formally kick off today. The opening ceremony is happening at the National Stadium in Tokyo this morning. Well, evening in Japan. One highlight of the ceremony is when all the athletes walk in a parade of nations. And for the first time this year, there are two flag bearers from each country, not just one. Olympic organizers asked each country to pick one man and one woman. The two flag bearers for Team USA are women's basketball player Sue Bird and men's baseball player Eddie Alvarez. After the parade of nations, you can expect to see a big patriotic show from Japan full of performances. And one Japanese person, likely an athlete, will light the Olympic cauldron. The opening ceremony is airing live on NBC this morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, and it's being streamed on Peacock. The network is also re-airing the opening ceremony in primetime at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. More news is just ahead, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with a message about today's sponsor, Rothy's.
Okay, let's start with the research. Rothy's surveyed thousands of customers, and the number one word used to describe their shoes is comfy. And yes, I would agree. Rothy's are stylish, sustainable, and actually comfortable. I used to dread wearing shoes for the first time, but with Rothy's, you never have to break them in. Instead, Rothy's shoes are comfortable and easy to wear right out of the box. I remember getting my first pair of Rothy's and being super impressed. And of course, years later, I'm still wearing them. No wonder Pop Sugar named Rothy's one of the, quote, most comfortable and cute flats you'll never tire of wearing. And just like my shoes, Rothy's newly launched men's shoes have been tested to make sure they have the perfect fit wash after wash. So to help you welcome summer in style, Rothy's is doing something special. They give us the chance to share a rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. So now through August 1st, 2021, you can get $20 off your first purchase of $100 or more at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. You don't want to miss this. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today.
More than 1,000 businesses and public organizations around the world now have the key to unlock their computers. They've been locked out of their own systems since 4th of July weekend, when a ransomware group out of Russia attacked a Florida software firm named Kaseya. Well, Kaseya now says it received a universal key to unscramble all the data, and it's working to get their clients back online. Typically, to get that key, a company pays a ransom to hackers. It's not clear if Kaseya paid up this time, though, or if perhaps a government was able to get the key in another way. Another mystery in this case is what happened to the hacking group behind it. Our Evil claimed responsibility for this attack and demanded $70 million from the victims. But just a little over a week later, Our Evil disappeared from the dark web. And we still don't know why, if it was a technical problem, a law enforcement operation, or some other kind of explanation. For the third time in less than 2 months, dozens of websites were knocked offline yesterday. A problem with an internet services provider impacted major airlines like Southwest, Delta, and British Airways. Banking and trading websites like Fidelity, Chase, and American Express, delivery services like FedEx and UPS, and retailers like Amazon, Home Depot, and McDonald's. The problem was traced back to cloud service provider Akamai Technologies. The company said a software update triggered a bug, and the problem was fixed in about an hour. One of the most popular video game makers in America is being sued over its workplace culture. The company is called Activision Blizzard. It's best known for hit gaming franchises like Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, and Candy Crush. Well, the state of California sued Blizzard this week following a 2-year investigation. Officials accused the company of fostering what they call a frat boy culture, where sexual harassment and physical assault is common. The lawsuit says Blizzard pays women less than men for similar work, fires or forces women to quit at higher rates than men, and does nothing to stop women from getting harassed or groped. But Activision Blizzard is calling the lawsuit distorted and inaccurate. A spokesperson released a statement saying the company has worked over the last several years to change company culture and that it doesn't tolerate sexual misconduct or harassment. But in the wake of the lawsuit, several former employees, men and women, have been detailing their own experiences at the company on social media. To be continued. Amazon's virtual assistants now have both feminine and masculine sounding voices to choose from. The traditional Alexa voice is still around, but as of this week, there's also now a new lower one if you prefer that. All you have to do is to ask it to, quote, change your voice, or go into voice settings to choose new instead of original. Amazon is just the latest tech company to make its virtual assistant more masculine. Apple already offered the same option with Siri earlier this year, and Google added a male voice to its Google Assistant. The changes follow a critical study from the United Nations that found AI systems with automatic female-sounding voices and names may reinforce negative gender stereotypes. Some fear having a female voice implies that women are meant to be obedient and submissive. By the way, Amazon users can also change Alexa's name now, too. The virtual assistant can be called Alexa or Ziggy or just simply Amazon. Walmart is offering free healthcare screenings and vaccines tomorrow. And we're not just talking about COVID-19 vaccines that are already offered for free. At more than 4,700 Walmart pharmacies around the country, people can get shots for COVID-19, measles, chickenpox, HPV, tetanus, whooping cough, and more. Doctors there can also screen patients for high blood pressure, check cholesterol and glucose levels, measure body mass index, and offer vision screenings, all for free. It's part of Walmart's quarterly Wellness Day program. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BetterHelp. Here's Erica again with more.
Whether you're dealing with parenting for the first time, like I am, or you're feeling anxious, lonely, having trouble sleeping, or you're stressed about your job, or maybe you simply are just not as happy as you know you could be, then check out BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room because it's all through a safe and private online environment. It's even more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So BetterHelp makes professional counseling more accessible and convenient. And of course, it's always confidential. You can start communicating in less than 24 hours. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/newsworthy.
Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. Today, we're highlighting a generous South Carolina man named Elliot Middleton. He's a restaurant owner who is also skilled at fixing cars. He told news outlets that in his rural community, there is no reliable public transportation. And still, many people don't have cars. So that obviously limits their job options and keeps them isolated from friends and family members. Well, last year, Middleton decided to do something about it. He asked his restaurant customers to donate their junk cars to him in exchange for a free meal. He fixes them up in his spare time and gives the repaired cars to people who need them, no questions asked. So far, Middleton has gifted more than 30 cars, and he's working on a lot more. Since his story has made national headlines recently, more people have been inspired to give back. As CBS News reports, Middleton has now been offered about 800 cars from people all over the country. And the online fundraiser he started to help cover necessary costs for things like new parts has reached more than $130,000. Middleton said he never imagined such an outpouring of support. Now he's launching a nonprofit organization so his project can keep growing. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode when we discuss the latest in Britney Spears' legal case and how it could impact the entire conservatorship system. And we'll have your next news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.